Welcome. Thank you for attending. I think this is going to be a really nice program. It's an interesting program, and we have a nice-sized audience, so we expect and welcome your questions as we go through the program. We will have some questions at the end that we will go through that I've prearranged for us to deal with. In any event, you will find that there's materials in your packets or online that is this PowerPoint presentation that we're going to be using. And to that end, I probably ought to introduce folks while we're getting the PowerPoint presentation ready. Otherwise, we might get behind time, and we've got a lot of ground to cover today. And so I'm going to start with a dear friend of mine I've known for, I won't say how long because it will date us, unfortunately. My dear friend Christy Mondrick, to my immediate left and to your right, out there in the audience. Christy's a UT undergraduate, BBA graduate, and a UT Law School graduate. She is active in both the State Bar of Texas Tax Section as well as the Texas Society of CPAs. She's been held the highest offices in both of those organizations and has been active in the national community of accountants as well as lawyers for years. And so she comes to our program, and I really appreciate you being here, Christy. Thank you so much. And next, Mr. Bill Elliott, who is not with us today but is appearing online. You can see him in your frames on the left and the right of the screen, and hopefully at home you can see him. He's coming to us from his office, I see. And Bill is probably, I don't need to introduce him because everybody knows Bill if you practice in tax law in Texas. Bill not only has written treatises for Warren Lamont, as well as he's got a current column with the Taxes magazine. He also has done amazing things. He was probably the only tax lawyer that will ever be the chair of the State Bar of Texas Board of Directors. And not only that, he was a chair of the State Bar of Texas Tax Section and numerous other honors, too numerous, frankly, to mention. Bill is a dear friend of mine as well. Notice I'm stacking the crowd with people who actually know what they're talking about. Bill agreed to come join us today for this program. And so I appreciate you, Bill, and thank you for attending virtually. And finally, a new friend of mine, Andy Tiwari, is a San Antonio lawyer. He is an undergraduate from Trinity University in San Antonio and a graduate of the South Texas College of Law Law School. And Andy is a true business transactional lawyer. He has done business litigation as well, which gives him a unique perspective to talk about some of the things we're going to talk about today. But most importantly, he's in the trenches as a business lawyer, whereas I'm sadly a business and tax lawyer. And maybe that's a good segue for me to say a little bit about the program. Thank you, Andy, for being here before I do so.
Thank you.
The program is choice of entity. And there's a lot of things that goes into choosing the right business entity for your client. One of them is taxes. And so that's why you see a lot of tax lawyers talking about this stuff. I've had the privilege of teaching this class at both the SMU Law School as well as Baylor Law School for the past 18 years. I've only taught once at Baylor, but I've taught at SMU for many years. And this is fundamental to learning how to be a business lawyer. You've got to choose the right business entity. We're going to talk about tax, and we'll make it as pleasant as possible, but it's important. The other things we're going to talk about is really the nuts and bolts of choosing a business entity. We're going to start with a basic introduction and then move into entity selection. We're going to see what other people think the right business entity is. And how are we going to do that? We're going to see what People are registering in the Texas Secretary of State's office as of the census as of the end of 2023. And it's a stark reminder of what the most popular business entity is today.